Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
How many humans do you think it would take to replace one gorilla mom? Well, according to the specialists at the Cincinnati Zoo, it requires 7 to 10 specially trained individuals working 8-hour shifts 24/7 for the first 4 to 5 months of the baby's life. Those trained specialists have to be familiar with normal infant and adult gorilla behavior. They have to be able to read the baby's body language. They have to be able to recognize that not all babies are created equal, that they develop and learn at different rates. They also have to learn about the developmental stages of babyhood and roughly what a young animal should be doing in what time frame. In case that animal might be having problems, they can pick it up as soon as possible. But even after all of this, they can only hope that the other gorillas will accept the baby. And this is being a surrogate to a primate, a member of the same group that we humans belong to. Compare that to what we do when we have orphan pups or orphan kittens, or even when we deliberately take them away from their moms when they're very young to rescue them sooner. Given the complexity of the average dog and cat's life in American society, I got to thinking about this. How many people would it take, or how many people should it take, to shepherd a puppy or a kitten through those first critical 8 to 12 weeks of life? I decided that it would probably take at least as many as it takes to get a baby gorilla that far. And I also suspect that the guarantees wouldn't be as great, for the simple reason that we don't share as many similarities with dogs and cats as we do with other primates. The old timers used to say that the first thing you do when you find an orphan animal is devote all of your time and energy to finding an adult of the same species, preferably a female nursing young. But if that isn't possible, then at least an adult of the same species with good parental care. But we seem to have forgotten all about that when it comes to our companion animals. We seem to think that whatever we want to do is the best thing to do. That all you need to do to fulfill the needs of an orphan puppy or kitten is to go to the veterinarian and pick up some milk replacer. And maybe do a couple basic husbandry things. If you're taking care of a litter of young animals that has been deprived of their mother by choice or happenstance, chances are you'll take a one-size-fits-all approach. Maybe the only member of the litter that will get any special consideration at all is that so-called runt, who's smaller and slower than the others, or an animal who has obvious medical problems. But in terms of everything else, it's going to be one size fits all. Because let's face it, evolution hasn't prepared us humans to successfully raise 5, 6, 7, or 8 little infants at the same time. We're just not good at it. And certainly we don't dress up like dogs or cats when we raise orphans. Most commonly, people doing it have little knowledge of normal canine behavior. Let alone normal infant canine behavior or normal feline parental or infant behavior. We're just so sure. We're so sure we know. We know the right thing to do. And sometimes we're blinded by other issues. The desire to get them spayed and neutered as young as possible. The desire to get them up for adoption while they're still cute and attractive. Kind of ironic that in our country where so many claim that animals are members of the family, that we have less respect and concern with how we raise the orphans of our dogs and cats, or little concern about making orphans of puppies and kittens by removing them from their mothers before they're ready. It's ironic that gorilla infants get better care than those we claim we care about as much as we do one of our own.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.